Oh yeah, that kind of stuff you like to see. A guy comes in first game with the team and he goes and makes a great few tackles. So I mean, seeing stuff like that is just like, wow, we can really keep it moving, and then you see our potential of how good we can be, because we haven't played our best game in all three phases, especially on special teams. So I think when we get all three phases rolling, it'd be pretty hard to stop.
Play like that on special teams.
Like I said, I mean, punt return for us is like a change of possession. So for him to go ahead and on that change of possession, go ahead and score it, and the offense doesn't have to come out there. You know what I mean? It's a big momentum shift for the offense to kind of take a step back and just take a sigh of relief. It's like we don't have to go out there and have to try our all to get it out there, because they know we can at least put them in good field position on special teams.
I ain't have a big block. I missed the block.
You missed the
one. I know. I missed the punt block. Yeah.
Oh,
that's right. Is that part of the plan?
It actually turned out pretty good that I missed it. So.
Did you get something?
No, I got a good head nod from Julian, so he let me know that it was a good thing. So I didn't feel so bad going to the sideline. I mean, I would say they take kickoff return and kickoff more seriously than punt and punt return. That's just me. That's just me outside looking in. I don't know. I take all of them serious. But it's like my mom, for instance, on the punt return, she called me. She was like, yeah, sorry, why you just didn't go ahead and block? And then she said, you just walked off the field. Was like, no, I went down there and tried. But no, it's like I guess on TV there's a few camera angles that you don't get a chance to see all our dirty work we actually get a chance to do. Yeah, I wasn't expecting them. I really wasn't looking at the punter. I heard the crowd go aw, and that's when I decided to peek around my guy. I was like, oh, huh, the ball's on the ground. And go try to make the tackle, and he picked it up, and I saw his leg go back. I was like, just jump. So didn't get my hands on it. Julian made a great play on it. And live to fight another down. Oh yeah, a great amount. It's just because I know that I can look over to Slater. I know Slater's going to do his job. Slater knows he can look at me. I'm doing my job. I can look over at Jonathan. I know he's going to do his job. And that, what's the word? That cohesiveness that we have, that we're able to just kind of feed off each other. Like you said, seeing Jonathan come in and just that being just that fuel to go out there, like the next one, I'm going to go ahead and get that tackle. And that's the stuff we talk about during the game, after the game, in the locker room, during meetings. That's the stuff we talk about, seeing those old plays and just like, man, I got to give me one of those. Oh, yeah, anytime you have a coach that actually takes a break in the practice to make sure that we get special teams down and we're not going to leave special teams until we get it down, yeah, you take great pride in that. You want to go out there and show everybody, like, my coaches believe in me, and I'm going to show you why I believe in my coach. I'm going to go out there and do what he asked me to do.